The home of Australian air checks, theradioantenna.com.
Cookies today.
Come on, don't worry, be happy.
Jason Morrison, weekdays from 3 on Sydney's 2UE.
On the subject of AF Film Television School graduates, it's 28 and a half minutes to 9. Julie, you're through to Mark.
Oh, g'day, Clive. Mark, hello.
Hi, Julie.
Mark, I'm 47, and I'm wondering if I've left my mark too long. My mark, not you, Mark. My going in trying to get into your school too late. And if you can tell me if you think I'd give me a little rundown test to think if I would have any, be able to make it.
Well, it is after 8:30. Is that a bit late, is it?
I'm one of the big kids, Clive, aren't I?
You are.
Julie, we run a graduate diploma in radio course. 15 of our 18 students this year have undergraduate degrees, most of them related to communications and media. It's very competitive to get in. What we look for, what we don't do is bring in people who have no experience. Have you had any community radio experience or done any short courses in broadcasting or anything like that?
No, only extra work TV, that's all, Mark, but not radio.
Okay, watching the TV doesn't count, Julie.
Oh, no.
Unless it's Judge Judy.
I've worked with Keanu Reeves.
Oh, wow. Well, that's
really...
Okay, well, that'd work. That ticks one box. Yeah, that's good.
And I was told not to talk to him, but you know what? I treat everyone the same, and I talk to him in the lift, and we had a good old conversation.
Did you kiss him, did you, Julie?
Oh, no. I told him, Clive, in case he thought he had any ideas, I told him I'm married with two children. Set him straight.
Yeah, he did, yes.
Did you get a photo with him?
No, because I don't like to make him feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
She's
a
little individual, you've got to say that, Mark.
Yeah, well, I'm...
Thanks, Clive.
I'm going to get a photo with Clive before I go tonight, Julie.
Clive, I'm a Robertson, hey?
Julie, are you on anything at the moment, are you?
Yes, TUE.
That's right.
Julie, look... You really need to get some experience under the belt because we have people who do come in who've done 2-3 years community radio, done their media degree, communications degree and so on. We need to be able to sort of keep it around the same level of experience when they enter our course. And for people to come in raw, it really needs some sort of basic training in broadcasting beforehand. If you are serious about it, I do recommend you go to community radio. There are community radio stations dotted all around Sydney. They're looking for volunteers, the majority of them. They're very helpful and supportive. It's an interesting experience, an interesting little world in community radio, but I'm sure they would welcome your involvement there. And if you do that, and then you could move on perhaps to the Petersham TAFE course, which is the Certificate 3 or Certificate 4. And they're good, solid courses too, and they take you through the basics. After you come through your Certificate 3 or 4 at Petersham, then we would welcome you into the AFTERS Graduate Diploma in Radio course. But if you've got a love for it, if it's sort of burning inside you, then I recommend you go for it, Julie, but start with community radio.
Go for it, Julie. Go for it. Moving on. Okay. Steve.
Good day, Clive. How are you?
Okay.
And Mr. Collier, good evening.
Hello, Steve.
I'm one of your fellow students. You probably recognise my voice, so I thought I'd give you a ring and tell you about my experience at AFTERS. I've got to say it was probably the best year of my life, well, apart from the years I spent working in the radio industry since then. But it's the level of education. I can vouch for the fact that it is absolutely sensational.
That's excellent. Now, you are, I believe, at Muswellbrook, Steve Chenatiempo.
Yes. That's right, on 2NM, which actually you're broadcasting via at the moment. And it was funny how I came to AFTERS. It was actually Murray Wilton, who sometimes fills in for Clive there on 2UE, who actually pointed me in your direction in the first place.
Not Murray. Clive's never sent us anyone.
Yes. And so things haven't worked out?
No, things have worked out once.
What shift are you doing there, Steve?
Doing mornings on 2NM at the moment.
Or as you used to call it, women's when I started this business 47 years ago.
Don't do that anymore.
That's good. And is it good fun?
Absolutely loving it. I should have... I tell people I should have done it 20 years ago, but I probably wouldn't have had the life experience 20 years ago.
Are you aiming to work in the city?
Hopefully, yeah. I'd love to take your job one day, Clive, if that's available.
My job is rather itinerant.
So I've heard,
And if you follow me around, I'm calling the police, Steve.
But, look, I guess the biggest thing about AFTERS is the level of experience of the people that are actually there teaching you. I mean, to have somebody like Mark Collier, who I still consider as a mentor today, with the experience that he's had in talk radio, has just been invaluable.
Steve, you're on a mobile. You seem to be fading out.
No, I'm on one of those corporate phones.
Talk louder, Steve.
Sorry. Yes. Yes, okay.
All right, thanks, Steve. I appreciate the endorsement there. Mark, did you ring Musselbrook before you came on air, did you?
No. Where's Musselbrook?
Yes, isn't he lovely? Oh, Steve, if you ring up and just mention, don't go overboard. Yeah, thanks, Mark. Thanks, Steve, for that. Running out of time now, so once again, in simple terms, if someone's interested, they should give it a go. You've created a bit of a mountain here, have you? I couldn't get in, could I?
Absolutely.
Could I get in, by the way?
Seriously. Yeah, it would be very interesting.
My education is limited.
Well, no, but you have a passion for radio. You have great experience at broadcasting.
Yes, I do. And television, by the way.
Fabulous dress sense.
And the television people don't ask me either. Remember, really? I've done one of the few people who did both of them. Remember that?
That's very true. And I used to absolutely adore you on television too.
That's not, isn't
and I miss you. I miss
sad.
You, and you're not on radio.
Isn't that so sad?
Before you wipe me, may I just throw something in here? I put on Facebook today that I was going to come and join you on air tonight, and I had
a
response.
You have a full life, don't you?
I had a response. Yes, very busy at afters. Yes. Had a response from people saying to wish you all the best, from Philip Adams to Steve Liebman to a range of people. But there's a guy named Paul Black who was a TV radio journalist in years gone by. He's moved over to Europe. And he wrote me this on Facebook. He said, Clive influenced the way I brought up my children with strong imaginations. His banter with Carolyn Jones on 2BL each morning lifted our days. As in, found a cockroach in my cupboard this morning, Caroline said, and you replied, what colour football jersey was it wearing, etc. Rather than, did you kill it? Good luck, he said, and enjoy yourselves tonight. And he said, you probably don't realise the powerful influence you've had on so many people. And can I say, you've had a powerful influence on me. I think of you every morning when I put my socks on. Do you remember complaining to me years ago about why people who design and make socks put the seam at the bottom on the inside of the sock so it's very uncomfortable on your toes?
No.
You know, you did.
No.
So you told me that you always wear your socks inside out. Now, I hope you weren't lying to me.
Well,
since that day 20 years ago, I've worn my socks inside out of respect and admiration for you. Yes, life's been a lot more comfortable.
I know you're limping on the way in. This one wouldn't change it. All right, so AFRTS.
www.afters.edu.au. Yes. I'll give you the number through to the radio division direct as well, in case anyone's interested.
Sorry.
Sydney, 029, because I know you're national, 9805.
9805.
65.
85. 86. It's zero. You know it's zero, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. If you dialed 000, what would you get? Seriously, if you dialed 000, what would you get?
Oh, I see. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K.
Triple six.
It's always an education.
It is, isn't it?
You
can include that in the next course.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, or on the application.
That's filled up the first week.
That's terrific. That's good. I'm glad you're there. Much better than people who do things at journalistic courses at university. Cannot cope with them.
And we'd love to see you out there. And the thought, no, seriously.
Oh, come on.
We invite mega talent people to do master classes.
You just took my commenting on the fact that I've never been asked after I told those people they were snobs that you knew, didn't know where I was working.
You forced your way in before I had the opportunity to invite you.
You're good. He's still good on his feet, isn't he? Even sitting down, he's good on his feet. Mark Collier, good to see you again.
Likewise.
You haven't aged? Except for the obvious.
And you've lost a lot of weight.
I'm losing weight, by the way. I lost 4 kilos in the last month. I've got to stop worrying. You remember Donna Summer did a song about radio?
Yes.
TheRadioAntenna.com